I just want to talk about our expenditures. So just like your own budget, you have money that comes in and money that goes out. And if you're bringing in less money than you're spending, that's not very sustainable, right? So we got to, and there's two ways to look at that. You can increase your income, or you can decrease your expenditures or the money that you're spending. The challenges with schools, the school district can't go out and get another job to raise their income or raise the price of what they're serving the public, because there's certain costs that just are costs. So we have to make sure we're being very diligent on the revenue side, because it's based on enrollment and making sure students that want to come to Morris are here, and then making sure the money we're spending is fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of our community. So those are two of the big things. And then two other things I just wanted to touch on are our expenditures. So in our budget, we have what's called fixed costs. In my mind, fixed costs are things like the light bill, the water bill, property insurance, things that we have to have that we can't control, right? I mean, sure. If you turn on your lights, you're going to pay a bill, and that's the way it is. So those are fixed costs. And then personnel is the other 80% of our budget is people, because we're a serving nonprofit organization, public institution that serves people, and we need people to do that work. And so people are the other large portion of our expenditures. So just looking at those things as we move forward, knowing that the school board and administration take that very seriously. We want to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollar and making sure that we're getting as many of those dollars to the classroom to provide a great education for our students.
Yeah, sounds like you know really what you're doing. I would be so lost.
Well, there's,
it sounds like it's going really well so far.
There's just a lot to it, and I just want to make sure the public's, and certainly if you have questions or ever want to talk about school finance, give me a call and we could spend days on it if you'd like. So, and just the last thing I just wanted to touch about, we're winding up our winter activity season, and so it's an exciting time. Our girls basketball team actually plays tonight in New London in a playoff game. The wrestlers, we have a state wrestling, individual wrestling tournament. So we have some wrestlers down at the XL Energy Center this weekend. And then the boys basketball team enters their playoff season here as well. So please check our activities calendar if you want to come out and support the Tigers. It's a great opportunity to do that. Our hockey teams have finished up their season, boys and girls. Gymnastics finished their season as well. And so I'm proud of all the Tigers that have competed on the field. Also the Tigers that do things activities-wise in the theater, Knowledge Bowl, all of those other opportunities that our students have here at Morris Area Schools. Really proud of that. And then we'll look forward to the spring.
Yeah.
You know, with the weather turning as it is, baseball, softball, track, all of those sports will be kicking off here in the next couple weeks already. So
yeah, wow, this year has flown by for me so far. And yeah, and well, I have to be honest with you, I'm happy about the weather. I'll be honest, I'm not a very cold weather person, even though I've always been in cold climates. And my friends, why do you keep moving to? Well, that's where the job is, you know.
Right.
So sometimes you don't get to pick where you work.
Yeah, so, but, it's just in the weather. Just thinking about the weather, you know, a week ago it was, I think the high didn't make it above zero, and today it's going to be almost 50. So
we're currently sitting at 28 degrees and fair, 30 degrees and fair, high of 48 according to the National Weather Service.
Together a 50 degree difference in 1 week. If you remember last week, we were 2 hours late because of the cold and wind, and so if you think about that in the summer, if it was 30 degrees today and a week later it was 80, it's the same
drastic
change. Yeah, so
absolutely. Yeah. Well, cool. I really appreciate you coming in. Go Tigers, of course. And I can't believe we're almost into spring for all the activities for the kids that entails. So that's really neat.
Yeah, so I'd just like to close as I always do. It's a great day to be a Tiger. Go Tigers.
Thank you, sir, for coming in. Shane Munson from the area schools here. I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yes, have a great day. Thank you.